This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And we just finished episode one of Bachelor in Paradise. We're here for the recap, and we have special guest, Victoria Fuller. Victoria, thanks for coming on.
For the fifth day in a row, we get to see you.
We've hung out a lot lately.
Oh, are you guys sick of me yet?
It's just weird that we're not together now.
I feel like we're the three amigos.
Do you miss us now?
I do. I miss you guys a lot, actually.
One half Buxton of my untouchables.
The untouchables.
I love you.
I did meet Buxton this weekend, and I'm obsessed with him.
Isn't he? He actually loves you.
I know. He loves me.
It's kind of annoying.
We were best friends this weekend.
Yeah, you were.
I usually do steal. Pets love me. NBD.
I can tell. Yeah.
Oh, but you did watch the show. You watched the show, right, Victoria? You didn't?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I did. I watched it.
You have a lot of friends on there.
I do. So
I was actually, it's weird. Like when I was recapping and stuff, I'm like, fuck, it's hard to talk, be funny with them, talk shit because I know them and they're my friends, you know? So I'm trying to be, I don't know.
You're like, Kelsey, did you drink that? Did you even drink that bottle? It's not even that bad. You're roasting her, but not roasting her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very good at roasting, but not roasting. I'm very good at that. But I don't think she did drink out of that, for the record. It was empty for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It was for sure empty. But let's get into it. I don't know. I thought this episode was I don't know. It's kind of boring, but I think first episodes usually are because you have to meet everybody. You get the intro packages.
Everybody's walking down. Thought though was very interesting, and I don't know if I just haven't seen Bachelor in Paradise, but everyone was intimately making out.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Their first kiss was a little intense.
Once we get there, my notes go from they're making out there, and then I'm like, oh fuck, everyone's making out.
Everyone
freaks me out.
Yeah, I think there's even a moment where Will said there was the most makeouts ever, ever any first day or whatever. It's crazy. Okay. I don't know, where do we start for this? We've never done a Bachelor in Paradise recap. So should we just start with people coming down?
We went through three bachelorettes, one bachelor, and this is our first Paradise season.
First Paradise. So I guess let's just go into okay, Victoria, I'll ask you some questions here.
Or let's start with how David Spade did on the intros.
So actually, I enjoyed him more than I thought I would. What did you think?
Wait, more than you thought you would?
Yeah, I thought I was celebrity host. Listen, David Spade's funny, but I want alumni to host things. But I was impressed with him. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, I think he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he was funny.
Love it. Yeah. I think it's great. Who even needs anyone else?
Yeah.
Besides Little John. Obviously everyone needs Little John.
How weird is that to hear him doing the intros and the previews?
Yeah, it's just I can't do it, but I'm not gonna try. But agreed. I think David Spade did really well. I'm actually excited. I thought he was honestly the only funny parts of this episode was David Spade. When he was trying to open Kelsey's champagne bottle, that was funny. He was like, you really fucked me on this one, Kelsey. That was really funny. That was really good. Yeah. His crab, discussing his crabs at the end, or the crabs in his mansion at the end. That was really funny too. Because that's so true. Those crabs are everywhere. Over that beach. Everywhere. You step on them all the time. You
that's
kill
disgusting.
Them. Yeah. Paradise is very disgusting. There's
it just seems kind of gross.
Bugs everywhere. There's monkeys in your bed and snakes and mosquitoes. It's brutal down there.
Wait, I'm frozen. Hello.
Well, we can still hear you, but
you're frozen. You're frozen.
You're back.
Sorry.
So David Spade did a good job with his intros. And then who do you guys think had the best intro, I guess? Because we ran through a lot pretty quick.
Yeah, and then some didn't get the intros.
Some didn't at all. Showed a video of them walking down. I didn't even know their names. There's a lot of people say that. It's 20 some people already down there. It's crazy, right? 13 and
20. 10. Yeah, 23.
Yeah, that's a lot in the first day. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite, Victoria? Who had the favorite intro for you?
I love Demi. I think she's so crazy. And so it just makes it it's just fun.
She's a lot. In a good way.
Yeah. She's entertaining. And if I had a quarter of her confidence,
yes.
I feel like I could be the president of the United States.
She is a very confident woman. She is. And she knows like her role. Like she is going to play that role very well. But it's going to be interesting because I think her and Victoria Larson are going to be fighting for that role, if you will. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see them butt heads because I think they will for sure.
You do?
Yeah, I think they're going to butt heads for sure.
Oh, wow.
And Victoria. Yeah, I think they'll butt heads because okay. like she's like, I'm a god. Victoria Larson's like, I'm a goddess. And then Demi's like,
she ain't got shit on Demi.
Let's no, agreed, honest, but she's going to think she does. She's going to think she does.
But I really liked when she was talking about the 5 second rule and it kind of like made her look crazy. But I honestly, feel like that's like really true. Like we were talking about this at the bar.
Yes, it's true. It happens.
Look,
and then you started noticing after I said it, you were like, fuck, everybody keeps making eye contact with me. I was like, that's because that's their way of hitting on you. Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
They wait and they stare. The amount of girls who's like staring at Blake at one time. I was like, I'm sick. Truly.
What did I call it? Lingering eye contact. Lingering yeah. eye contact. And it works, honestly. Like if I see a cute girl and she lingers, like her eyes are fixed on me for a long time, then I make eye contact. I would maybe go over and talk to them. I really would sometimes. Yeah. So she's right, but they did make the edit was pretty brutal for Victoria. She was just like standing at the bar and they put like Jeopardy yeah. like music in behind her. Like,
yeah. And like no one's like coming up to her. It's kind of sad, but
yeah.
And Connor's jab at her was pretty good.
What do you
with the tie, what, what do they call that? The tie things.
Yeah, he said her crown. Zip ties. Yeah, whatever those like zip lines. Yeah, maybe a zip line. No.
Zip ties.
Zip yeah. tie. Yes. Yeah. He was like, "Is your crown made of zip ties?" She's like, "No, this was super expensive." It's awesome. Oh man, there were some good chirps throughout the night. I felt like it was very lighthearted, which I enjoyed.
We'll be right back.
I think Joe is the star of the first night. Like, I think he had so much screen time.
I'm going to disagree with you because I think Tajwan was, and I hope to God she sticks around this whole fucking season because yeah, her one-liners, like, her commentary is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, she's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah, she lives here in Denver. We've met her yeah. a couple times, but mm-hmm. She just doesn't give a fuck. Like, she'll just say what she's on her mind, and I respect it a lot.
She was the one who went on the date with the uncle, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Trey kisses better than uncle. Yeah. I hope that uncle comes down those steps.
That'd be amazing. That'd be good TV. That would be good TV.
I'd watch.
Oh. And then also when Carl was like kind of like being weird with her, she was like, "What's you have a name?" He's like, "Yeah." And then just like turned around.
Well, Carl came down like he was the king of the fucking yeah. Bachelor franchise. Like, know, who the fuck are you, man? You're the dollar store motivational speaker.
No, dude, he came down just guns ablaze and like he owned the place. And I love how Tajwan just sat at the camera and was like, "I don't like Carl." Yeah. And that was like it. And then it just yeah. like scanned away. I think that was awesome. Yeah. That was a cool moment. You're right. Tajwan did a good job. But I think as far as screen time, Joe by far got the most screen time.
Yeah. Like,
it was Joe contemplation shots.
Yeah. Just him walking on the beach being sad.
Like they're doing B-roll with Joe at 10 p.m. Like, you can't fucking see him. Like, what are they doing? What is he doing?
And you know the producers are like, dude, go walk alone over there and yes. act like you're, you know? And people are like, what's Joe doing over there? And he's just like laughing,
he's
you
so
know?
So sad. Yeah.
Just go over there and look sad, Joe. Okay.
At like 10 p.m. Like, what? Yeah.
That was funny. But I think to a degree, I understand what he's getting at. Basically, he's like debating why he's down there because he said a bunch of feelings came rushing back of when he did fall in love with Kendall down on that beach. So
right.
to that point, I get it. But I mean, what did he expect? Like, I mean, when you right. go down to the beach where you fell in love with somebody, of course you're going to have like weird feelings and everything's going to come rushing back.
Right.
I just love.
Yeah. Cause what did he say right off the bat? He said like Serena was like talking to Kendall.
No, he's like when I was talking to Serena,
the conversation was
felt like yeah, I was talking, like to Kendall, talking to Kendall,
yeah,
which is weird.
It's actually really sweet though and endearing.
Do you think that's weird though for Serena to hear now? Like, what if your current boyfriend was like, you sound like when I talk to you, I think of my ex.
Yeah, I guess it would be kind of weird for her, but I don't know. I think of it more as like, it's like endearing and sweet because how much he liked Kendall when he immediately met her. So then she probably feels validated that he liked her in that moment.
That's a good point. And he genuinely, because after he said it, they kind of kept the camera on him. And you can tell he was like, kind of shook a little bit. He was just kind of like sitting there like, yeah, I mean,
he was crying.
Yeah. Joe cried tonight. Did he actually cry?
Yes.
He did.
I must have missed that.
The angel.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, fucking Joe.
Also, like, get your shit together, Joe. Thank you.
It was a good kiss. Not
This is definitely not the Joe that we were hanging out with. Listen, right before he left.
Yeah. I was like, God Joe, damn it. TV Joe and regular Joe, a little different. But hey, Joe. It's working for him. It's working for the
Joe
guy.
Joe had me crying tonight. I'm like, damn, Joe.
Oh, man, Joe. Fucking Joe. But I like him and Serena. I like him and Serena. They seem cute together. I love how he's very awkward. He's very awkward.
Oh, he's the most awkward dude ever.
And that is real Joe. Like, yes. I'll say that. He is awkward in real life.
Super awkward. Yeah. She's funny. She was like roasting him, which I can like, can y'all hear me? I'm frozen again.
Yeah, we can still hear you. Yeah.
Yep.
Good freeze frame though.
Resting bee face.
Hello.
You're still there. We can hear you. There you go. You're back.
Okay. Sorry. My internet's so good. But Serena was roasting him. It was cute and funny. I liked it. She was like, oh, you're 35. And he was like, yeah, is that an issue? She's like, well, I don't know. I just like found out. So
they're like roasting each other at one point, sitting on the daybed. They were just like kind of roasting each other and laughing at each other. I thought it was really cute too. And then how about that lean in kiss, pull away by Joe? Yeah, Joe like went in for the kiss and then was like, wait. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
she handled it well though. She handled it well.
Yeah, I'd have pushed him. I'm like, get the fuck away from me forever.
Yeah, but exactly. Like, go away. No, yeah. she laughed it off.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like, they were talking about how, or he was mentioning how insecure he was feeling at the beginning of the episode. And then, of course, there's a 12-year age difference, and she's just going in on him about it.
Yeah.
Way to lift him up to tear him down.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's how you keep him around.
Yeah, amen. Right? Amen. Serena knows the game. She's playing the game well. No, I think they're going to be together for a while. Now, it's no surprise Kendall's coming down those stairs. So that'll be an interesting wrench in their relationship.
Yeah.
Very interesting, actually. Yeah,
I wonder what that's all about, though, because it's like, I wonder if she's obviously probably going there to like rekindle it with him. But I just never really understand that. It's like, why didn't you just reach out to him before? I don't know.
So that's actually is a good question. Is she going to go down there to rekindle things, or is she going to go down there for closure?
Right.
It's not going to be, it can't be easy to sit there and watch your ex that I think that she probably still has feelings for fall in love with somebody else. Like, that just sounds like torture. Like, she kind of threw herself in, you know, to the wolves almost, but I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But the way she was mentioned, like, her name got more screen time than some people on that beach did this episode. Like,
right.
Crap. Exactly. She had like 5 or 6 mentions. It's a lot of foreshadowing there.
That'll be interesting. Also, like, speaking of exes and having to watch them fall in love on the beach, Blake.
Yeah.
Becca is coming in hot.
Yeah, that's going to be super interesting. Super
interesting. How do you feel about that, buddy?
Listen, Victoria, this is my podcast. Quit asking.
I like where this
is
going.
Interviewing
though.
Me, Victoria.
Have the third tables of dirt.
Have the tables of dirt. No, yeah, I don't know. It's not gonna be fun. And even though it's, you know, it's like 3 years and, you know, we talked, you know, recently and stuff, it's going to be interesting. We'll get more into that when she maybe actually walks down those stairs, but
yeah, I'll ask the good questions on that one. You better believe that.
I don't know if I'm going to give the right answers.
Please do.
I don't even know if I'll be able to do my, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird, especially with some of the combos, obviously. Like, yeah, whatever. We'll get into that down the road a little bit, but
he's like,
Blake is so
let's change
right
the subject. I feel like I'm Joe right now on the beach. Like, I'm just fucking awkward as shit.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sweating. Am I
Blake's
going to
start crying in a second.
Yeah, but you're good, bro. Like, what's going on over there?
Oh, fuck. On to the next.
There's our teaser for this
relationship. Noah and Abigail. So Abigail's the first one on the beach, and she gets first date card. No surprise there. What do you think, Victoria, of that pairing?
Of Abigail and Noah?
Yeah.
I think it's actually really cute.
Yeah.
I think like Noah's just one of those people who's like, this is going to sound mean, but it's not meant to be mean. Like, he's a nerd who doesn't know he's a nerd and like thinks he's cool. And so it's like, they're just like a cute little match. I think she's innocent. I think you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So true.
Great. But yeah, I think you nailed Noah.
Like, my
perfectly.
Internet's a piece of fucking shit. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
I hear you. You're fine.
And you're moving. You're moving. You're here.
yeah, you just totally spicy Victoria that I love to see.
I'm fine. Everything's great.
Are you you drinking tonight or no?
No, I just the old H2O.
I was gonna say I slept all day today. Jesus.
You totally weekend, nailed Noah.
This
right
weekend
there.
Was yeah. But you did nail Noah.
Yeah.
He's just like yeah. He's cute, adorable, but he's a fucking nerd.
He's a nerd. He's a fucking nerd. But he in like a cute way, not you know what I mean? Yeah, like I agree, like in an adorable way.
I am really happy to see Abigail back too, because she's just like the sweetest soul ever.
She's yeah. like such a sweetheart. She seems like such
she's
a sweetheart.
An angel from heaven.
Noah better not hurt her.
No, I don't.
Or I'll kill him.
America's gonna come for him.
They really will. I'm kind of scared for him.
I know. If he breaks her heart, he's dead to everyone. But I thought their date was cute. There was like kind of a weird conversation at the beginning when she was like, or he was like talking about how he wants to move fast, and she was like, I want to move slow.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I was like, that was like a weird conversation.
Slow.
Yeah. Like, you realize what paradise is, right?
Yeah.
You're engaged in 3 weeks. You can't. Well,
yeah,
move
she said
slow.
She friend zones everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he was like, mm-hmm. Like he was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He was like are you talking friend zoning me right now?
it's happening.
yeah.
But yeah, I liked them together. They were breaking pinatas. Mm-hmm. They had their first kiss under the pinatas. Super cute. They were great. Who else made out? We just talked a little bit about
everybody on the beach.
Legitimately. So, let's talk about Mari and Kenny. Mari and Kenny, they're great.
Let's
too.
Talk about Kenny's entrance too. Like Kenny yeah, just Kenny's with the socks
just,
on.
Just dick out. Just I mean, dick
yeah,
out.
It's like dick is just out, like hanging. I just think that's gross.
Did you know that? Wait, should we say it? He has pictures on the internet of him modeling nude.
I know, I've seen them.
Yeah.
I knew you would. I knew you would have. Hey, she's listen, like, I Googled that shit.
I did not Google it. It was sent to me. And I won't say who sent it to me, but it was sent. I was like, what in the fuck is this?
So I think that was him like kind of like being self-deprecating because I think a lot of people know those pictures are out there. But yeah, I mean, he was just dick out. Black boxed the whole episode.
Yeah, the whole episode.
The whole episode he was black boxed.
That was a bit.
Yeah. Weird. He's great, though. I love Kenny.
I don't know him, so I can't judge, but yeah. He's like a great guy.
He's actually, yeah.
Super nice kid. And he's older, right?
Great 40. Guy.
40. 40? He's mm-hmm. jacked for 40.
Incredible shape for 40. Yeah. All he eats is salmon and rice and like broccoli.
Yeah, salmon and rice and broccoli. That's like all he eats.
Perfect.
And he really doesn't really drink anymore. Like he kind of said what he does. He's like, I drink coffee and I go to sleep early.
Yeah, like even when we were in Chicago, he wouldn't come out and hang out with us. Like even
he didn't go out.
He DJed at his club. Yeah. He was just in work mode.
I feel like he's what, remember when we had that podcast with Hannah Berner? I think he's a retired fuckboy. I think that's right. Kenny is. Kenny's a retired fuckboy, which is the best kind of guy. He still has the charm.
Tattoos.
Yeah, the tattoo. Yeah, he still has the charm and the wittiness and the good looks, but he's a retired fuckboy. I think that's what he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I could see that for him.
Yeah. I mean, that could be completely wrong, but that's how I feel about him. But he's a good dude. I really like Kenny. And I didn't remember Mari at all from, was it? Peters?
She was on Matt's season.
Matt's season.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't remember her either. No. I was like, who is Mari again?
Yeah, but they were very interested in each other from right off. That was really cute, that moment where she was like looking around for him and then he was looking around for her and they kind of like made eye contact from across the beach. They're adorable together. Yep. You know, it's so cool. Falling in love is just so much fun.
I like love.
Love. Oh, man. Oh, fucking paradise. What else? Who else we got?
Well, the mean girls from this season reunited.
Trey, James, and Aaron were like the three most
just hanging out as bros, and all the girls are like, they won't come and talk to us.
I think that's going to be a theme too this season, is like they won't talk to any girls.
Well, that's what they did on this Kenny's season.
Weird? Isn't that so fucking weird though? Like, be a fucking man and walk over to a woman. I just think that's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. But I think it's going to be, I think that's like normal down there because everybody's so nervous to talk to women and they just talk to each other the whole time. I think that even happened with us a couple of times. The producers came over like, go talk to women. And you're like, oh, what women? Wait, where?
They're here?
I mean, all those girls in the bikinis, like, laying out.
Didn't even see them there.
Oh, yeah, those three guys are. Looks like there's a lot of drama with Aaron and Thomas in that preview.
Yeah, and then Ivan got into it with somebody, too, it looked like.
Oh.
There's just so many people this season. I think there's going to be a lot of relationships that are tested and a lot of people taking certain different people out on dates, coming down the stairs. So I think it's going to be a lot of drama this season. So we'll see.
Yeah. I can't wait for the drama. Love it.
Well, that's what Demi's coming in to fuck shit up.
Yeah, your girl Demi.
I actually love drama when I'm not a part of it.
You're just
like,
in the back.
I just weirdly get off on it. I'm like, oh, I love it.
I think there's going to be a lot. What would you rate this episode, Victoria? Like one
I would
out of 10
rate
or,
it like a 2.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
It was so fucking boring. It was just so boring. Yeah, it was boring. Like no one was really talking to each other. And then people were like making out. But like it just was weird.
I agree. I wish we would have had you for a good episode. I'm kind of upset we wasted your interview on that episode. As I was like halfway through it, I was like, damn it, should I cancel on Victoria? I was like, I want her for a good episode where there's drama and she can shit.
Yeah, and we can like talk shit.
We'll be right back.
Are you actually going to watch full season?
I have to. Like my friends are on it.
Girls
that's
true.
Your friends are on it.
Yeah, I have to be supportive friends.
Yeah, of course, supportive friends.
Speaking of which, it was nice to see a little Victoria and Kelsey glimpses.
Yeah, Kelsey got some good amount of screen time. I feel like Victoria didn't really get much.
Yeah, they didn't really show her much.
I thought Kelsey did a good job, like self-deprecating about the champagne and bringing the champagne down. She did a good job there.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like she really had anybody, like, any conversations.
Mind.
Yeah. Like, she didn't have anybody in mind, and I don't think anybody went down there, like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, she wasn't one that was mentioned beforehand. That doesn't mean you can't find somebody, but she definitely needs a – because three girls are going home this week. That's a lot.
Like, three of them?
Three girls are going home this week.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. So, I hope Kelsey and Victoria need to find somebody and talk to somebody, because right now I don't think they have anybody.
They need to get on it.
What would be, we kind of talked about this weekend though. If you were down on that beach, what would you do? Would you do the 5 second rule like Victoria or like Larson, or would you just wait for, actually, yeah, guys would come up to you probably. So like you.
No, they wouldn't, because we talked about it.
We did talk about this.
She's untouchable.
Fucking hit on me. No one talks. Guys do not hit on me. I don't exist. So it's fine. Everything's so great.
It's because when guys have the lingering eye contact with you, you're just like, fuck off. Stop looking at me.
We talked about this. Like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah, exactly. Just like make that face like, what? You want some what? That's exactly what you're like. Oh, man. Are you happy you didn't go to Paradise?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually like more than happy I didn't go. Yeah. Because I can't even, I don't know, we've talked about this a little bit, but just like the anxiety that comes along with like watching yourself back, even if you didn't have a shitty experience, just like, you just never know. Like the shit you say, you're mic'd up for fucking 16 hours a day. Like literally, who the fuck knows what comes out of my mouth, you know? So just like, I don't know. I'm just so happy to support the girls, but fuck no, I'd never do that again.
Yeah, I think it was the right decision for you, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad maybe the right decision for both of y'all.
Yeah. I'll say I'm glad I didn't
go down
there.
Blake, are you happy?
I am very happy. I am very much at peace with not going down there. Because, watching it, even watching it without being on it is stressful and anxious. Because, like you said, like you're watching friends and you're like, oh, God. Like you kind of feel for them and you're scared for them. Yeah, it's a lot. And then I get frustrated watching it too because, like, I don't know. There's just moments where I'm like – fucking, I don't know, you know, it's like fucking reality TV. It can be so fake sometimes. There's moments where I'm like, and I'm like, you're frustrated. How about, can we talk? Oh yeah. We haven't talked about this. There was a fucking bug that was CGI.
Oh yeah.
I swear to God, that bug was
fake. How the fuck did Trey not see that? It's right there.
Exactly. Like, and it was like moving. Yeah. Like it was 100% a fake bug. Why, producers? Why did you feel the need?
Bug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. When Trey was
like
talking
buzzing in Tejuan's ear.
Yeah. It was CGI. Yeah. Like, why?
You could hear it. It's loud as like, like.
I literally like met them. Like,
it was like, why? Like, there's no why. Like, that was not a like moment that we needed to see. Like, it was just them talking and her being like, oh, bug. Oh, it was so bizarre.
Because it's reality TV.
It's all real.
It's all real. Everything you see is real.
It's all very real. Oh, man. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a two. I think I give it like a two or a three this awful. Episode. Yeah, it was a pretty brutal episode.
Nothing even fucking happened.
Yeah.
The pit.
Yeah, like you just said, I'm super bummed we wasted you as a guest tonight.
I know. Like, what are we even talking about right now? Fake fucking bug. Like, y'all are actually going to use this fucking footage? Like, that's comical.
I know. I'm upset we use it. We're going to have you back on later. I'm going to find out which episode is the most dramatic and we're going to have you on again because I think you'd be fun for a dramatic episode.
Yeah, duh.
But we do have some questions for you, Victoria. We got some fan questions. Oh, yeah. And there was actually some really cool ones. I was like, damn, these people are pretty good. I'll go first. Do you have any over there, Eric, on yours?
Yeah, I have one. I can start with.
You go ahead. You start.
What
questions are these?
Just like fan questions.
Fan questions. So they're going to be really juicy. Just kidding.
Like, you could not decline to answer either. You have to answer.
So. What surprised you the most about being on the show? And do you have any regrets?
Holy shit. Okay.
We're getting deep.
You're like, wow. What surprised me most about the show? Am I allowed to actually say?
Oh, yeah, you're off contract. Yeah, yeah. I already hate this
probably
podcast.
Probably that reality TV is not what it seems. And, like, I think I just have so much more grace around people that I watch now because it's reality TV. It's not real.
That's a great way to put it because I also watch with a lot of grace. Like, even the people that I'm like Victoria Larson – like I still have a lot of like she can be a lot and I'm not like the biggest fan of her character on television. I still have a lot of grace for her because I'm like, I know the producers are in her ear being like, say you're a goddess. Say you're a goddess, you know.
And it's just like it's fucked up. So
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I got another one like for Bachelor. If you could pick another previous season of The Bachelor to be on, who would you pick? That's a good one, right?
I'm trying to think of like all the Bachelors.
There's been so many. There's been so many. And they all look the same. So you get kind of mixed up.
Who's like a hot bachelor that we like?
Ben Higgins.
All right, I'll say I know like Ben Higgins.
I'm sorry.
Chris Soules.
Yeah, Chris, Nick Viall, Colton.
I probably would have went on Chris's season because I fucking dated him.
Yeah, no, I wondered if you would remember. Right. I was like, this is an easy answer, Victoria. Like, this is not hard to debate. You literally dated one of them already.
Yeah, I would probably go on Chris's season, obviously.
Oh,
this
man.
Question is fun.
Oh, man.
Are there any contestants or former contestants you would want to see on the beach?
Ooh, in paradise?
Ooh,
this season?
Like if you were – no, it doesn't have to be this season. Just anybody.
You know who I would love to see go on the beach would be fucking Peter Weber. Because he is such a fucking mess that it would just be so funny. I would just roast him the whole time. It'd be hilarious.
He almost went too, I think. Like they
were in
conversation. I told him, I was like, Pete, don't go this year, dude. I'm like, all your exes are down there. Go next year. Like, just wait a year. Another. Like they're gonna have you anytime, dude. Like, don't go down this year. Can you imagine? Oh my god, if he was down there, I would have wanted you to be down there so bad.
Why?
Because I feel like it would have been really funny to watch you two interact.
Just the roast of Peter Weber.
Yeah, I think it would have been funny to see you too, though.
Ugh, no. There's zero attraction there with that.
Tell us how you really feel, Victoria. Yeah,
the floor is yours.
Listen, I like Pete, okay?
No. He's a harmless. Fine. He's fine. I think like everything that I've – yeah, sure. He's fine. I just think he's like a – he's Peter. He's Peter Weber. Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. He's Peter Weber. Yeah. Are you dating? What's your love life like, Victoria?
Hey, That's a cute question.
We're dating now, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask.
We just dropped that.
I was going to ask, how is church?
Yeah. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, guys, Victoria dragged me to church.
I saw that somehow
weekend.
Got leaked too. I was like, well,
yeah, I was all over it. Yeah,
are
I was
fucking
on the
good. Whoever dude, finds
and
this
I know
shit.
Who I know who was at church and saw us because I saw her. I mean, it was the girl behind us. She 100% was like, yeah, because I shook my hand. I shook her hand, you know, and the preacher was like, shake hands with someone around you. And she was like, I turned around and she was like, and then she looked at you and then she looked at me and then she was like, I shook her hand. Yeah, 100%.
Oh. I saw that today on Bachelor Scoop when I was like, how the fuck?
You're like, holy shit, they're at church. Like, wow. Yeah. So, yeah, I dragged Blake to church with me, but you loved it.
It was a very good sermon. It was good. It was a good sermon. It was fun. It was a cool church. I mean, it was a fun church. It's like a lot like, for those of you in Denver, it's a lot like Red Rocks Church. It's like amazing music, talented singers. Yeah, yeah, it's very much like that.
I'm
going to
give
a lot of people
Blake
here in Denver
some big credit that he knew that it was called a sermon.
I know.
Hey, right? Come on.
The funny thing is like Blake is more like in tune with the spiritual side than I think like he even knows. And so it was just like cute to see you like in it because you actually really did enjoy yourself. I looked up, you're smiling.
There were some moments where he would say, because we had this like guest pastor or preacher and some of the things he said, I was like, oh, I was like, oh, it's good. I was like, I'm going to use that. I was like, damn. Like that was that one that was like,
it was the like Satan won't see
the
you
enemy anymore. One, yeah. Where it was
yeah.
Your enemy doesn't fear you until you're a threat or something. Like, yeah, like,
yeah, exactly. Like you even knew you have takeaways from it.
Yeah, no, there was good stuff. It was good stuff. It was a fun weekend. All in all, Nashville was super fun. I'm glad you were there. We got to hang out and Victoria Paul as well. And
it was
a fun weekend. It was.
And
good
you probably
weekend.
Come back next weekend.
No.
That's Eric didn't even hesitate. Eric didn't even hesitate. No. Listen, I slept for about, I slept all day. I landed, went to bed, and I woke up like for the show.
I was exhausted.
Yeah, exhausted. You completely skirted, though, your love relationship question. Like, are you single and dating? Like, you completely skirted that. Hey, do you remember when you went to church, Blake?
Well, I think she deflected.
Deflected it.
I think she deflected it when you said that you guys were dating.
Oh, okay.
Well,
are you single, Victoria?
Or are you guys dating? Two-part question.
It is, you know, that...
Look at her sweat now. Look who's awkward now, Victoria. You made fun of me.
Can't breathe. I don't like answering those questions because I don't like people to know my fucking business. So
mind your business.
Mind your motherfucking business. Okay.
All right. So guys, we don't know if Victoria is single or not.
Yeah. And I like to keep it that way because it's no one's business but my own. So
it's fair.
Very true.
But they'll get you out here on Bachelor Nation Scoop.
Yeah. Shout out Bachelor Nation Scoop for getting a scoop all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, awesome. So I'm going to come back out there for Bailey's art show, though. So I'll be back out there for sure. I mean, it's like 2 months from now. But
good. Eric, you're going to come too, sweetie.
Okay.
2 months, so we'll be recovered by then.
Well, we'll be there in November.
You'll be recovered.
For Ben's wedding.
Oh.
Back in Nashville.
Oh, I maybe could just stay because that Thursday is the, oh shit, maybe I'll just do that.
Whose wedding?
Higgins.
Ben Higgins is getting married down there.
Ben Higgins is getting married out there.
Oh, wait, why? Does he live here?
No,
she does. She's from there.
Oh.
Yeah, she's from down there. So
you just stay. You have yourself full time.
Yeah, it's like literally 3 days later is the art show. Oh. It actually might work. Yeah, well, I'll try to figure that out. Cool. Well, you're the best, Victoria. Thanks for coming on.
I know. Thank you.
Sorry, we wasted the best.
Yeah, sorry. It was such a shitty episode.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But we made it. You made it, I mean, entertaining enough. I feel like people enjoy this podcast.
I hope that they do. You think they will?
I think they will. Fan fave. You're a fan fave, Victoria.
I'm just a fan fave.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.